That's right. We're now welcoming you to A Mishap's Electric Chalet.
Starring Mickey Shingle.
Today we have a lot of shoes. Let's enter the chalet.
Let's enter the chalet.
Oh, you can see it looming on the horizon. Look at that. It's so majestic, like a Thomas Kinkade painting.
Anybody home? We have to take a call!
Thank you.
I think we're in. Okay.
Yeah. Not right in the middle of the show. Amos, what? Where are you going? I told you, don't eat that spinach burrito. It's got way too much fiber. Hello?
We're gonna be learning about the underground. We're gonna be learning about what pirate radio is really about: the movement, the grassroots. Coming up down below, really making a difference.
Oh God,
we got a lot of shit to deal with in the first hour of our show. Now that we're here in the commode, let's relax. Let it happen. Let it happen naturally, organically, and holistically, the way we like here in Santa Cruz. Let's scream and Jay.
That's good.
Du riechst nach Scheiße.
Fart in your general direction.
Scheiße. Scheiße.
One of those farts that would strip the varnish off a footlocker.
I think I'm feeling a lot better. We can move on now to our... Wait a minute. Ah!
I can feel it coming on the air.
Side dish of peel arrived.
Es scheiße.
Oh no. I can smell a curry in the end tonight. Oh no.
Es scheiße.
Uh oh.
Don't be such an old fuck.
There's an Indian near to my local. I could certainly recommend for constipational worries. The curries will lend you a hand. Well, I've been unwell with a bad tummy ache. It's something that I've got to shift. So you can open that tin, put some more powder in. I'm going
to lift off tonight. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Well, if you told me you were drowning, I wouldn't lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend. But I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. No one could. It's all been a pack of lies. But I remember. Oh, I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget the first time and the last time we ever met?
No idea what smoking the vinyl does to people, because nobody ever expected anyone to smoke it. So I don't think much research has been done on what smoking vinyl and dog shit does to people.
This is Amos App. Just wanted to remind everybody that at 3 o'clock on Peace Talks, George will be playing an interview with Derek Jensen.
Amos, are you okay in there? You've been in there for like a half an hour. We're gonna be late for our movie.
God damn it, Drinky! I'm in here working on the movement! I'm trying to make a difference!
Oh. Fine, I'm getting a little bored out here. Good thing you have a collar.
So I don't think much research has been done on what smoking vinyl and dog shit does to people.
Reiki, I never said the movement was going to make us a lot of friends. But if we believe in it, and we know that working from the bowels, working from underneath, from what society has set aside as being distasteful or unclean, I know that we're going to make a difference if we just can commit to this movement. We've gotten some calls, haven't we?
We've gotten some calls. The movement's not very popular, and people are asking us to silence the movement.
These colors don't run. If anyone out there has the intestinal fortitude to call 427-3772, I'd like to hear whatever crap you have on your mind.
Mighty poo, and I'm going to throw my shit at you. A huge supply of tish comes from my chocolate starfish. How about some scat, you little twat? Yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
Caller, are you with us?
Hello? Hello?
Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, not very well. There's singing going on.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Caller, where are you calling us from?
I'm just sitting down on the toilet.
My name is Paul.
My name is Paul.
How do you think?
That's my name.
Paul Wignall?
Yes, that's my name.
You say you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom.
You know, that surprises me because didn't you tell me you were an international male model crane dumper?
Yeah, I've dumped off of cranes in several countries.
But just for our listeners at home, Paul, you really were an incredible looking human being. You were, well, is that true? One of the top five male models at one point in time?
Yeah, for like 6 months.
Are you crowning right now, Paul?
No, this is a wonderful dump, actually.
Can you put the phone? I don't want to be indelicate.
Well, it's not noisy. It's pretty silent.
Over to you, Ricky.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Please.
That's like the after pee. The after pee. I don't know if you could hear that. Hello?
That was breathtaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, for what is crane dumping? And why are international male models everywhere going crazy for it?
I like to call it base dumping because there's, you know, base jumping.
Right.
They jump off of buildings with their little parachutes. But base dumping, you don't need a parachute. You could just squat on the side of the crane and let one fly.
Why cranes? Why not tall buildings?
Well, tall buildings are a little more tricky because it's not a clear drop. Like a crane, you're very exposed. There's nothing underneath you, so but the ground, and so you can just let it go. It's great.
So just to give us an idea, Paul, what percentage would you say of the male modeling population engages in crane jumping or dumping on a regular basis?
It's a pretty tight-knit community of crane-based dumpers. I couldn't tell you how many exactly, but it's pretty small, and people don't like to tell very many people about it because of the police and stuff. Like, they do sting operations and come and bust you when you're about to dump. And so you gotta kind of like keep it on the down low, and yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We email each other. We don't even use the phone.
So is this something that you've received some persecution from? I mean, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
No, I've been pretty... I've definitely had my moment one time in Rome. It was a hard crane to get into, and they had security coming by and checking every once in a while with cameras and everything. But I found that once you start to go up, In the city, like, you go over a certain level, about 30 feet, and nobody really looks up anymore. And at night, the lights in the city kind of, like, blind you when you look up. So you get up there in the crane, and you're pretty safe once you're up there. It's just, like, the getting started on the crane.
Paul, would you say that your crane dumping experiences have been transcendental and integral to your growth as a human being?
Definitely, yeah. It's a very, very spiritual. It's just an amazing thing to do. It's kind of dangerous too. So it's very exciting. You get a little bit of adrenaline going.
To be able to handle your shit under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
When was the first time that you crane dumped?
The first crane dump that I did was in Barcelona in Spain, and it was a great crane. It was probably the third crane that I had ever climbed. That crane had a cement foundation, which I mean most don't have a cement foundation. They like kind of have some kind of like. I don't know what a pod or something down at the bottom. But that particular crane, they like built into the cement, so it was there for a long time. And that's a great dump.
So, as you know, Paul, we have been taking a good amount of time talking about the movement today. What's been your involvement in legalizing crane dumping? And
well, I don't think it'll ever go legal because of the falling objects from high places,
mm-hmm.
unless they like designate certain areas, but mm-hmm. that would take away from the whole experience.
Right.
So, I have hit a car before. It was a parked car.
Did you feel bad about the defacement of property at all, or
about hitting the car?
Yeah.
Well, I felt a little bad about it at first, but then I realized, like, if you got up in the morning and you're late for work and you jump in your car and there's, like, shit all over your windshield and you have to, get to work and explain to your boss that your car got shat on by a human, I think it would be kind of a funny story to tell. I mean, it would suck wiping it off, but anybody that you told that your car got shit on would laugh,
And that's a very good excuse for being late to work.
Yeah. So, but that's the only time I've hit anybody's personal anything, you know, items or anything. Like, there was a tree. I was hoping the tree would kind of catch the poop, but it didn't. It definitely hit the windshield. But I've also hit in rock climbing. I do some rock climbing, and I've pooped off the side of a cliff, and I've hit our haul bag on accident. And there was poop all over the haul bag. We had to clean that up. That was.
How do you respond to the ecological critique that it's not moral to crane dump or base dump into the environment?
What was that?
What about the environmental critique?
Oh, because poop is bad for the environment? Or
I
haven't really thought about it.
Bowel's advocate.
It doesn't really matter to me. I think the amount of poop, you know, coming off of the cranes isn't that, you know, it's not going to damage the environment.
You don't think it's going to have a lasting ecological impact?
What's that?
Besides the impact it makes at first, obviously, on the ground, that they...
Or if you were impacted.
Right. From crane dumping wouldn't necessarily have a negative ecological impact over time.
It could if everyone started doing it, probably, yeah. Well, you know, they have had problems on the by cliffs, not in cranes, but on the side of cliffs where, you know, too many people pooped off the side of the cliff and there was too much poop at the bottom. So everyone started carrying their poop out with them. So I think, I mean, maybe in the future I'll think about having a whole cleanup crew so I could crane dump and then have a, like a support team at the bottom to clean it up.
So
that would probably be very environmentally
safe. So you could sum up your philosophy by saying shit locally, crap globally?
Crap locally? Oh, sorry about that. But I left the bathroom door open and my friend that I'm at his house just had to shut the bathroom door because the poop smelled. But it wasn't from a high place. Crapping locally is a good place to crap. Hello?
But frankly, I'm stunned. I mean, you have to understand, you're calling from Mammoth. No pun intended. And I'm listening to your words here in Santa Cruz, and it's like, it's as if it's just a bunch of crazy mix-em-ups, dog face of the banana patch. When you talk about not caring about the ecological impact, former international male model crane dumper, current base crane dumper, and fashion designer, Paul Wignall. So, Paul, how has your crane dumping influenced your fashion? Maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about Matt Black.
First of all, I'd like to say that I have never crane dumped in the United States because I don't crap on my own country. So I only crap on other countries.
So you crap from a global village model.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Have you ever crapped on a foreign person?
On a what?
Have you ever actually, have your craps ever impacted anyone's lives?
I mean, anyone's life?
Has it landed on anyone?
No, I've never hit anybody. I know somebody who has been hit.
That's a bad
victim,
start,
a survivor.
Keep going.
Yeah, he got hit with I think the crap was in a bag. I'm not sure about the details of it, but he definitely got crapped on, and he's all right. But he had to wipe the crap off.
Get a whiff of that.
Well, Paul, do you have any closing remarks? Anything you want to say to our listeners, or? Is there anything that we really, if we need to know one thing about crane and base dumping, what would it be?
Oh, bring toilet paper.
Thank
Words
you very
of wisdom.
Much. Thank you very, very much. That's Paul Wignall, international male model, fashion designer, and first and foremost, crane dumper.
All right. Well, thank you. If you have any questions, you could call me.
Would you like to give any contact information, a website where we can learn more, or maybe a telephone number?
You could email me at mattblackclothing.com. That's M-A-T-T-E, blackclothing.com.
Thanks very much.
And I'll respond to your emails. Any questions or any good cranes that I know of, or any of that. But, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're the shit. All
right. Bye. Bye.
I'm flushing. Oh, what a world. Who'd have thought a good little squirrel like you could destroy my beautiful flagginess? Oh, I'm going! Oh! Ah! No!
Now that's what I call a bowel movement.